What's up, guys? It is Stu. It is What the Fuck Gym Talk. So it is Friday the 12th, I believe. You guys, today at 10:30 a.m. is when the vlog drops, which is like the first snippet into my trip to San Jose. But I believe Monday is when the full vlog will drop, where I'm sitting down and talking with Jason. And again, I want to apologize for any of you guys that watched that. We did not get a chance to sit down and do the full length interview. Jason and I will link up when we're in Portland together for the Iron and Mortar Summit, and we'll get the full length one out. But the content that we did get, I thought, was really fucking good. It was kind of fun just to ride around in his truck with him and just, you know, watch him still have to do gym owner shit. And that's what I wanted to talk about here. So one of the struggles I've had since 2015-ish was walking away from the business and then going, you know, and then slowly going all in on What the Fuck Gym Talk. So in doing that, you know, you'll hear people talk about you can give 100% to one thing, 50-50 to two, 33 to three, whatever it may be. And we were in a place, and we still are, that where me walking away and me not doing 100% into urban movement, me probably doing a bit less than 33% into urban movement, less than 20% into urban movement, works. Like, that, it still gets done. Now, there are times when, again, you have to roll up your sleeves and get back in. Someone calls in sick, unexpected consultation, Isaac's overwhelmed and needs help with this, you know, Deuce needs help with that, whatever it may be, and you jump back in. So there's never, like, again, this idea of, like, freeing yourself and walking away from it completely. Nobody owns a business agrees with that. Like, guys selling you a pipe dream will talk about that, like walking away and making money passively and all that. You're still always going to be involved in it to a degree. But it was really interesting watching someone like Jason, who has all of these locations, you know, internationally. He has these corporate wellness accounts that, you know, even though a lot of people, we don't really know the gross details on, you know, would kind of make you salivate, like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. And he has all these things going on. He's shutting down one location because of city ordinances and performance and operational capacity and things like that. And he's expanding to others to account for the closing of the, like, he's got a lot of things going on. And he's got his personal brand, right? And we all saw, like, you know, Jason has got, like, two different forms of maybe even it's three forms of podcasts now. He's his NC Collective app. You know, he has this digital thing. And it was just still really interesting that on the day I went out there, homeboy was coaching, like, a 5:30 a.m. class, or 5 a.m., whatever it was, and it was, like, one person. And it essentially became just a private lesson. And we were talking about that, like, oh my God, I bet you there are gym owners that feel somewhat embarrassed that, like, oh my God, I had a class with only one person in it. Guess what? Jason Kalipa, like, you know, renowned as, like, what he's done, not even in the sport of fitness, but in the world of business, he had to coach his early morning class, and there was one person in it. Right, I was in a class late. I wasn't in it personally, but I was there later in the day for, like, a 9 a.m. class. There were, like, three people in it, and one of them was his wife. And I know so many of you guys judge yourselves on this, like, oh my God, I'm so, like, I can't get these class numbers up. How, like, we all, the reason I'm telling you this is I want to really bring down to you what it means to be successful. Success is not sitting up in this ivory tower. And I think I made a joke when I was riding around with Jason, like, people probably think you sit in this glass castle, this NC Fit castle, and just look down on all your fucking, you know, your plebes and, you know, the people doing your work, and, you know, and you just run this show. You just watch the show happen. No, you're, like, he's in it making the fucking wheels turn too. Now, if Jason leaves for 30, 60, 90 days, I am fully convinced the business thrives, not just survives. So again, I truly believe he's created an actual business, but he still has to get into it. Like, you can create, I talk about this all the time. I'm very hard on people when they say I own a business, and I'm very picky, and I'm kind of a dick. I'm like, do you, or do you own a job? Because I'm pretty sure if I took you out of it, the business falls flat. Right? I've used this example before. Urban Movement is a business. It doesn't require me. What the Fuck Gym Talk is a job. It does require me. Very clear distinction. Jason, and from what I've seen, and I feel very confident in saying this, owns a business. Operates, runs, thrives without him. However, you always have to get back into the trenches at some point. I think it's important. You know, I talked with Jason about the Soul Cycle. You know, how even at the C-suite level, they will still work the front desk a certain amount of hours, So they keep, you know, again, a good pulse on what's happening at the basic, most micro level of the business. And I, you know, I just thought that was really interesting. And even me with What the Fuck Gym Talk, there are times when I look over at Urban Movement and I think, man, what, where could we be now if I went 100% in, if I dropped the What the Fuck Gym Talk, right? Like, if we're doing good with me over here, would we do great, beyond great? Would we do remarkable? We do, like, would we set fucking record? Like, what would happen if I went back into it full time? And, you know, who knows, right? Like, maybe I do that later on down the road. Maybe, like, with What the Fuck Gym Talk, maybe Micro Gym University comes in. I maybe I jack up prices on hourly clients, and I let Micro Gym University be the thing, and I'm doing less work now because I'm not doing as many hourly calls, and I go all in on Urban Movement or all in on our second location. Or fuck it, maybe the inverse. Maybe I go, fuck, I open up more hours for a day for more What the Fuck Gym Talk clients, and I do that. Like, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't have this grand plan. I have some ideas. But right now, for me personally, as I look at this, when I looked at Jason, it was really refreshing to see another high level, high performing business owner jump back into the trenches and not think twice about it. Like, me and Jason are literally loading fucking bike ergs, Concept 2 bike ergs, into the back of his truck because he's got to take them from one location to another. How many of you guys, maybe you're not taking them to multiple locations, but like had to do a midday run to go pick up some equipment and load it up in your truck, and you're trying to find a buddy to help you unload it or whatever? Like, that was literally the scene. Like, that was me and Jason loading up the shit into his truck to take it to another location because they needed some more equipment. That, like, that is the shit that I think a lot of us think, like, man, I can't wait till I make it one day and I don't have to do this shit anymore. It never stops. Now, is Jason having to do that every fucking time? Probably not. Did I happen to catch him on a day when it all kind of culminated and came together? Probably. But I want you guys to realize, like, whatever it is you're striving for, this end goal, and I think people look to whether it's a Jason or a me or whoever it is, and it's like, man, I want to get to the business to the point where I can walk away from it like those guys. I want you to realize we can walk away from it and it still performs and grows, but we're not abandoning it. It's like, okay, if you're into rental properties and you own a home and you rent it out, good, that is passive income. However, you still need to show up every 6 months and change out the air filter. However, you still need to go ahead and have your annual termite inspections. You still need to, when a fucking hurricane comes through and blows out the windows, you still got to show up the day of to take care of it, because no one's going to ever treat it as well as you will. No one will ever have the sense of urgency like you will. So I just want to paint that picture for you guys. I really enjoyed it out there. And I haven't even edited any of the content for the vlog that'll drop Monday, where you guys get to see the conversations I had with Jason. I was disappointed in it myself just because I had to rush out of there. I had to catch a flight, so we didn't get a chance to do the full fucking piece. But don't worry, I will get that interview completely done, formalized, proper style, in Portland when we're out there. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed that content. I hope you enjoyed the one that I dropped today on Friday. It was a little more entertaining than it was educational, but I hope you guys enjoyed that as well. And here are just some thoughts as I'm driving into work today on Friday. You know, reflecting on that trip. And yeah, that's what I got for you. Have a great day, guys. Peace.